Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. We are delighted to be joined by Lavadia Tallinn Community Manager Lauri Vauja. Thank you for coming on, Lauri. How are you?
Thank you for the invitation. Very good, very good. Just finished lunch here in Spain. We are currently in training camp with the FC Levadia, the first team, and yeah, everything is fine. Preparing for the season upcoming.
First question I have is actually, how hot is it in Spain at the minute?
Actually, it's 12 right now, my watch says, but yeah. It's like during the day when the sun is out, 15 to 16, something like this. Yesterday was a hard rain, but today is super nice, quiet, no wind, sunny. Yeah, we were actually coming from the beach. We had a training there, so yeah, today was is a perfect day. Yeah.
Nice. Better than Estonia.
Yeah. I mean, no snow and a bit warmer.
Nice one. So let's start with you actually used to be a player. You played at the highest level in Estonia. It was a short career. Was that due to injuries or was it other interests or anything that stops that?
Actually, no injuries. I didn't get any major injuries. It was just my choice at one point to quit to do something else. And I don't remember the year. Maybe it was 2018 or something. I went to Denmark to study. I studied in Aalborg University. Finished there the baccalaureus degree in international marketing and sports events management. So I finished this after 3.5 years. And yeah, I used to play, yeah, a bit. I think I have like 35 games maybe in Premier League.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a national youth national team player as well, but yeah. I like football a lot, but at one point I figured out that I'm not gonna make it maybe for the next level. And then I quit. And yeah, I didn't get any money. Okay, I got some money during I think maybe period when I was in Paide. I got like 300 euros or something. But you know, life came by. My age went higher and higher. And yeah, with 300 euros, you cannot do nothing much. You can't even buy food or etc. whatsoever. Then yeah, I at one point thought that maybe I should go and try something else, and I found interest in marketing. So yeah, then I searched for a school because in Estonia they don't really offer these kind of yeah. So I went online, and one of my friends actually suggested me so that in Denmark there is a school that you can go. You go there, study marketing or whatever lecture, whatever direction you want to go. So I choose marketing and then sports management and event management, and this sounded like interesting for me. And I don't know, I just. For me, it was like I just wanted to go away from Estonia. It was that kind of time when Estonia was kind of holding me on. Like, I don't know, it was just maybe some people. And yeah, I decided to just go abroad. I had a decision to make if I go to Australia, I'll go to Denmark. And then I decided I'll just go for Denmark. And in the end, it was really good choice for me. I really love that I took this decision. It was not an easy one just to go away abroad, away from friends, away from family, etc. But was a good decision. When I right now look back at it, it was a good decision. And yeah, I studied there 3.5 years, got a lot of new friends, got a lot of new culture. Really loved the time in Denmark. Also played there actually in the beginning. I played there also for a Danish, I think, third division team, not like league match, but I trained with them. But yeah, then in the end, you know, you have to do this internship. You know, you have to practice what you learned, and then My friend Valjo Kütt was during that time in Levadia. He was working on that job, what I'm doing right now, marketing and event creation whatsoever. And then yeah, I just give him a chat that maybe I can come and do the internship in Levadia, actually, where I when I'm where I'm from. You know, I studied in Levadia basically, and yeah, then I did this time 3 months, I think it was. And then I don't know, it felt good. I felt that it's something that I love to do, and it was interesting for me to still be part of the football team, to be close to them, and just organize stuff for them, and try to reach higher levels in terms of whatsoever marketing and everything. So yeah, it was a decision that I took, and I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm working in Levadia. I'm happy in the work that I do.
So, would you say there's like no motivating reason to play for like a bottom five team, like in Estonia? Like, no disrespect to them, but like,
Yeah,
and if you
no
want a
disrespect.
career.
Yeah, no disrespect for sure, because I mean, during my time when I used to play, 2000 maybe 16 I was, or 17, I don't know when I exactly finished. During that time, youngsters didn't get any salary. I mean, we got maybe some players got 200, 300 euros, but current situation is totally different. I mean, it's changed a lot in Estonia. After when I finished, exactly, they all of Estonian clubs, most of the clubs started doing contracts with the younger players, you know, so that they would get some like salary for the work they do. And yeah, it's totally different right now. But for me, it was, I can say I was a good player in Estonia. I mean, national team, I was starting 11 like every match basically. But yeah, during that time was no money, and but current situation, yeah, is different. Like everybody gets a salary, everybody can, you know, kind of live life like normally, you know, pay the rent, pay the whatsoever, buy food and whatsoever, you know, like live. But for me, I've always been the person that I want to, if I do something, I want to be like doing the top work, doing it for a top club, or playing for a top club. For me, like I always want to play for the title, you know, like for me it doesn't give any like, how to say, joy to play for the sixth or seventh or eighth position. But yeah, people are different, and but I have a real huge respect for everybody in Estonia, also the bottom teams, that they come together every day and, you know, train and try to compete with the top clubs, top three, top four, whatsoever. As my brother is also playing in Pärnu Vapruse, for example. So yeah, like I mean, respect for these guys.
Kind of just to touch on there, so like for example, like Carl Rudolf Højgaard recently retired at what 26. Would you say it's because there's like more security in him just getting a job somewhere else, you know, for the long-term security as opposed to playing for Kuressaare?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what his salary was in Kuressaare, what's etc. But I mean, prices also have gone up in Estonia. If you are 26 and still playing for Kuressaare for 1,000 and maybe 600, 700 euros, I guess it's not enough when you pay the rent, when you have some loans, you need to buy food, you have a girlfriend, you have a family, you have kids. I think it's not enough for you to cover everything, you know. And that's why I guess, I mean, everybody wants to have a nice house, wants to have a big family, I don't know, whatsoever. But I kind of understand this kind of decisions made by maybe also younger players. If you don't already have made some, if you've gone abroad already, like I also had a chance to go abroad, but it didn't work out that good. So I mean, playing in Estonia when you're 25, 26. I mean, of course, you can later be maybe a coach or whatsoever. Or some players I know, they do side business as well. I mean, somebody has their own business. They play football, let's say for Pärnu, but they have something on the side. So yeah, it's everybody make their own decisions. But yeah, life comes by. I mean, prices have gone up in Estonia a lot. I mean, yeah, if you want to build something, let's say, for example, like material, let's say home, I mean, or to buy a apartment in Estonia, I mean, if you have a low salary, then it's pretty hard for you to, somehow make a next step in your life or whatsoever. So I totally understand those decisions.
Do you feel like the standard of Estonian football has improved since you've stopped playing?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Since then, for sure. I mean, everything has gone better. I mean, now there are inside halls in Estonia. I mean, youngsters, they get those stipendium, those contracts whatsoever. I mean, if you're a talented guy in Estonia, you get this contract, by a club. Yeah, it has improved a lot, I think, in my opinion. But still, we have a lot to go and a lot to improve. Also, I think coaching, for example, coaching education and this must be better. It has gone better, but we're so far away still from the other world that is moving so rapidly. So, yeah, since then, it has improved for sure. But we need to improve faster and quicker if we want to compete with the European top countries.
Overall, do you feel like it is heading in the right direction?
I mean, yeah, it is, but still, some changes must be made for sure. Something must be changed if we go. If you think that we can go still so easily and so not so quick, so I mean, a lot to improve, a lot to improve. But direction is good. I mean, now almost every day comes a new like news that some player went abroad. So I mean, it has gone better, but still, we need to push ourselves more. It's the whole organization, coaches, the parents, for example, everybody must put more steps forward in order to get better results and get our football more going.
Going on to your current role, was it an easy transition?
Actually, it was pretty easy for me. I mean, I was in school already 3.5 years. I was totally in this marketing direction whatsoever, to create events and how to improve attendance, how to, match organizing everything. I think I adapted pretty quickly. Of course, it took me a bit of time to, understand how in real life things go and what I need to do in order to improve Levadia's let's say community or numbers whatsoever. But yeah, it was actually, when I currently look at the CDOs in other clubs, most of them haven't even played football. That's like that's For me, it's good. For like, I totally understand football. I used to play, and it's maybe a bit easier for me to get some new ideas or whatsoever how to improve. That's good. I used to play football before. It's given me a little bit of advantage.
Do you feel, let's say, some pressure doing what you do? Being at Levadia, you're a top club in Estonia, you're in European competitions, compared to, let's say, a HiU, for example, who have just come up. Do you feel like you have that pressure to try and promote the club more?
Of course, of course. I mean, working in Levadia, It's something that you need to be first of if you get there to work, whatsoever. If you're a player, if you are an office worker, you must do it with pride. You must do it the maximum you have. It's just the culture that we have here in Levadia. It's from the top to the bottom that we need to be the best ones in whatever we do. Is it on the field or off the field? Doesn't matter. Yeah, of course there's pressure, but I've been in Levadia already 6 years, and I don't know. For me, it's pressure. Pressure is always everywhere in life. You know, like if you don't handle the pressure, then I mean, you can't really cope with life. But yeah, of course, pressure. I guess bigger than, for example, Pärnu Vaprus. You know, they do their own stuff there in Pärnu. They develop whatsoever. But yeah, it's of course if some let's say attendance in one match is really low. I mean, I will get a, like, during the match day, even I can get a call from the president and say, Lauri, what's going on? We don't have anybody today at the stands. Like, what's going on? You know, like, of course, pressure is huge, but I like it.
Do you feel like some teams could do more on social media? I'll say like on Twitter or X, Kalev, Levadia, I think are the only two Premier League clubs that are active on it. A lot of people like use Twitter, for example, as well. So do you feel like teams could like utilize that more as well to get a bigger following?
Yeah, I mean, some of the clubs work, it has gone better, but yeah, if we take the overall picture, it's not really good, I say honestly. The top clubs really try to, you know, put out content, engage more with people, get more followers, etc. But some of the clubs seem maybe they don't have enough, you know, like knowledgeable people in the club in order to, you know, reach the new levels. But yeah, for sure. I mean, the top ones, okay, some of them also make fine social media. Pärnu has developed during a few years, but yeah, a lot to improve in that section for sure.
Yeah, so what does a community manager actually do?
Community manager does a lot, in my opinion. That like depends on the club. If I take from my own perspective, then when I would just start from there. But maybe I came in 2000, let's say 18, ending, and during that period of time, 6 years, a lot of has been changed. I was working basically almost alone in the beginnings, like 2, 3 years. And I reached some level. I got some numbers and everything was going up. But at one point I noticed that, oh, just me is not enough in order to, if we want to go higher levels. So I made a suggestion to the management that we need to get, for example, marketing manager. We got Alan Stepanian, also was a footballer before, was a good friend of mine, and I knew that he's gonna help us to grow more, even whatsoever social media, sponsors, partnerships, everything in sense of that. But and we since we got him, you know, in order to do this community work, you need to actively like chat with somebody in order to bounce the ideas, how to do, how to go. So yeah, since now we have, let me count, we have basically on that kind of like marketing this all, it's very cross, you know, like marketing, community, everything, it's cross. Now we have 4 people working. I used to start like I was the only one. Now we have like 4 people, the one who is doing some designs, you know, graphic design. Now we have marketing manager responsible for sponsorships, me as a community manager. I have to do what my tasks are. My main tasks are to, you know, get the bigger community. I mean, is it on the stands? Is it you know, just social media wise. So yeah, those are my main tasks, like yeah, attendance numbers that we follow each year. We try to get the attendance more up. Social media, like the idea how what we put out, when we put out, yeah, this also goes kind of through me. Like I give this information sometimes now, like I put myself, sometimes social media manager takes care of it. But yeah, right now we have a group of people that that are working fine, and yeah, in order to for other clubs as well, I think that for example, like Pärnu, Tammeka, you know, I see those like CDOs, they're good friends, colleagues of mine, but I see that it's not easy for them just to do it all by themselves. It's really hard, you know. Like, yeah, in order to grow, I think those clubs, lower clubs, let's say, I don't know, lower lower or higher, but they need to, you know, get more people in the club just if they want to make results. But if for them it's like, I totally understand, like the finances are different club to club, but you, if you want to grow, you need to, you know, like get an extra person in.
Do you have targets each year that you like set yourself or that the club sets you?
Yeah, the club doesn't set. I set it for myself, like for the club. Yeah, yeah. We try to go higher and higher by season. Yeah, is it social media wise, attendance wise, just the members wise? Yeah, the ticket revenue wise, whatsoever. So yeah, I think I made this new season targets I think a month ago or so. So yeah, I tried to go each year more and more. That's how it must be in Levada, and this is how it should be in every club. But yeah, I think I made like okay work during those 6 years. We've grown a lot actually in terms of attendance. Like if you compare the numbers from, I don't know, 2020 or 2019, it's been like magnificent growth. So doesn't matter social media attendance wise. So yeah, have to set higher targets.
How do you feel that Estonia can grow a bigger fan base in football? Obviously, it's not the number one sport out there, so it's difficult. You get some Premier League games that get, you know, last season I think Narva had some that had like 90 people in the stands. How do you feel that can get better?
Just about promoting and creating connections with people. If you don't create those connections that are long lasting, then it's pretty hard. So you need to find always those points, you know, like what has worked and what hasn't worked, and what needs to be, you know, made some new ideas, etc. I think like the CEO of Premier League, Veiko So, is doing like excellent work during the years, like going crazy every day. Like like we speak a lot, we're good friends, and we share ideas like basically every day. So he has done a lot of work to try to, you know, get the clubs going, to, you know, increase and, you know, get more people behind football. But it's everybody's work. Like now, 6 year, I understand that the whole club must be behind it, you know. If I'm just alone there talking, for example, to coaches, that come on, guys, we need to, you know, communicate more information yourselves as well. Besides the club, we need to, you know, engage the children, the kids of the club. We have 700 and around 40 kids by Infonet and Levadia, like they're now two, basically. So, like, we need to engage with the kids, make this football fun for them, make it, like, make the first team and etc. like, their idols for them, for the kids. So we just need to, you know, inner community must be even more tighter together, you know. And when the stadiums let's say, are gonna be full. Some games, let's say Sportland Arena, where you have 1,100 seats, it should be covered in like full every match, for my opinion. If it's not every match full, it's a shit work also for myself, and I blame myself very much when the stadium is not full. We don't talk about Talagocca Arena, it's 14,000 seats, you know, but Sportland Arena is 1,100 something, like should be full, you know, like with top league, top players, you know, like we don't need to even bring the derby, you know, like Flora Levadia. It must be also Levadia Harju, let's say, you know, it should be full, you know, because there is actually a lot to, you know, like to see and to enjoy, and you know, but everything must, it's like a lot of details together, you know, it's not just one thing, it's a lot of things together. So more and more work, and yeah, more people to be engaged with the club, with football. Yeah, still a lot to do, and that's why I continue my mission here in Levadia to, you know, increase this Estonian football culture, and you know, everything that's connected with it. So yeah, still a lot of work to do.
We're going back to you saying like the Alacoque Arena, 14,000, it's not easy to fill up. Would you rather like Levadia, even Flora, like just play somewhere else during like, obviously there's not really many options, but to make it seem like a better atmosphere if they were playing in like a more compact arena?
My big dream in since I came was to have our own stadium, like 4 or 5,000 seats. But I mean, Levadia Flora, for example, are top clubs in Estonia, and if you want to play top football, you need to have the top infrastructure, you know, where you play, like everything, the dressing rooms, everything, the field, you know. And of course, I mean, would be, I think, to start better to start like from 5,000 capacity stadium than to, you know, 14,000. You don't fulfill it with the Estonian league right now. No, it will take, I don't know how long it will take, if it if ever will, you know, be full in Estonia. Hopefully will, but maybe 20, 30 years. But yeah. I hope to have one day our own stadium with, let's say, 4,000 capacity, much better atmosphere. Everybody have their own unique place, where they play, you know, that would be much better for sure.
How would you improve the Estonian game?
You mean the game? What, sorry?
Kind of like so like if you were, let's say, Ivar Polak, what would you do to make Estonian football better?
It's a tough question. It's good I'm not Ivar Pohlak. It's a tough one. It's a big one. I mean, it's, I think that this must be already changed from the country itself, the municipalities and everybody, in order to, you know, make it all together. You cannot like just one organization that, yeah, we're gonna try to do something better. The whole country must come with a wave, you know, like everybody must put their parts into it, you know. For example, if you compare Estonia to Finland, like Finland, if you go to, you just drive by like on a road, you will see lots of fields, lots of places where kids can go and play. They can train out, they can be active. In Estonia, the situation has gone better, but still a lot to improve. Still a lot that, like, for example, we don't have a hall. Like, we're one of the biggest clubs in Estonia. We do not have our own inside, like, indoor hall, you know. That's something that needs to be changed. But I mean, it's a big question, you know, how to, it's a lot of things, like, but one of the biggest, I think, that could influence that everybody would come together, like, as a one community, you know, like, that's what Ragnar Klavan right now is telling a lot, you know, that we should, you know, make cooperation more and stuff like this, you know, like to be together, like I think it's all starts. The team is always the team that, you know, team can make great difference. You know, if you're individually doing something, it's really pretty hard. You know, you must have a team. You must have everybody with a common goal, with a common understanding. You know, but yeah, it's a big question.
Where would you want to see Estonian football in 10 years? Like, what would, in 10 years' time, how would you like to see it?
In 10 years of time, I think if I take from the first of all, if I take from the sports direction, the sports perspective, then we should play at least one club should play every year in this, for example, is it, let's say, Conference League group stage for sure. A national team should win, also mid-European countries. We should have our own academies, like, I mean, proper academies for kids, for youth, like proper structure, proper coaches, infrastructure, and so on, so on. In that perspective, yeah, that's the sportive side. But if we take a look at my side, like community, hopefully in 10 years of time, we have a match day when Levadia and Flora come to play together, the derby. Then most of the people are gonna have scarves. Most of the people are gonna have the club logo stuff, the merch, whatsoever. They already come to the match before it starts, not like when it actually starts. They come like, let's say, 40 minutes before to enjoy the atmosphere, get into the game, talk with people. So hopefully we are going to that direction, yeah, so that if you come to a match day, you really feel that it's like it's a big thing. You get this atmosphere and you yourself enjoy it, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a sorry, carry
So,
on.
yeah,
I was gonna say, yeah, the first game we ever came to in Estonia was Nõmme United versus Tallinna Kalev. And we arrived about an hour before kickoff. And we thought the game was moved to a different stadium just because there was no one there. So yeah, we were surprised by the lack of anything happening, like in that sense. So yeah, that definitely
yeah,
needs
because
to like yeah, because even here, like our local club, you know, the fifth division of English football, you know, there's always stuff going on, you know, hour and a half before kickoff just to get people there. Yeah, so it's nice to hear that, you know, that's what, well, you're aiming to do.
like for example, now, like a couple of years, we have made like in collaboration with the federation, like every club gets to pick I think two matches per season where they make like a plan together with the federation, with the Premier League and Veikkausliiga, of course. They put the plan together like match day that is out of the ordinary, kind of. You make something extra for it, you know. You make, I don't know, some festival area, you bring an artist or you whatever you know, in order to get the people there. So, and I've noticed a big difference, especially during the summertime, when if you make something extra, if you make something before the kickoff, you have some area, you have this there, then most likely more people are gonna come. So yeah, this is something that Estonia needs to put some many steps forward in order to create this something else than football. You know, it's not all about for everybody. It's not all about football, because our culture is, you know, not there at the moment. You know, that people come just to see football. You know, there are many people that just, oh, okay, this place, okay, what can I do there? Can I do before the match something? Is it something interesting for my kids, for me? for my grandparents. So yeah, I mean, this is where we should go and the direction we should take.
What would you say your personal goal is for the season and for the future?
This season, I want to beat my last season data, get more people to the stands, but also like higher goal is to get inner community more behind the club. That I need to do, you know, different activities. For future, I have a goal to, you know, I like sometimes we brainstorming together when we go the with the CDOs, you know, we have those seminars and there we once brainstormed, and for me it was something I written down, something like this, that 1 hour before the kickoff, people, like lots of people, it doesn't matter the number, lots of people are gonna come, as I said, in merchandise. They come, they already enjoy the day. It's a match day. It's just, you know, like it's like a party, you know, so that you can see that people come, really, they're interested, they have a smile on their face, even when, for example, after the match they lose, they still have a smile on their face, because, you know, like they feel it, they do it together, and it's like common day when everybody get together, you know, like it's like a hub, you know. This is where I want to, you know, get to. For example, when the players come to the match before the kickoff, when they go to the, you know, when they arrive to the stadium, that there would be kids, you know, like, or people, they want to make picture with the players, they you know, want to get the autograph and stuff like this, you know. This is where we should head, and this is where we try to reach at some point.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good answer. I like it because, you know, we talk to Remy at Calais a lot, and say he's always pitching us ideas, and you know, and we've even throw him ideas as well, you know, saying why can't you try this or you know try that or something. But yeah, I think it's nice to see that there is something at least trying to go on to help push it, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, there is 24 hours during the day, so how much you put in, this is what you will get in the end. So yeah, it's all about hard work and motivated people who wants to, you know, develop everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think that answers our questions. So we go on to do our quick fire questions. So we ask you 10 questions.
Okay.
First thing coming to your head, fire away with an answer and whatever, just a bit of fun to end it off. So the first question is, who is the best player that you have ever played with?
Ever played with in my, like together, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in club football, national level.
It's a tough one. Played so many to like players together, huh? Let me think about. It's a really tough one, like to figure out somebody, so many players there have been, who's been the best. Don't really remember all the players I used to play together. If I say one name now and he's gonna look after I can't, like, my head is empty from the
See, I
name.
don't think many people listen to this, so I think you're safe.
Don't know, let's say Lechoslav
Nice.
Stachovko.
Who is the best player you have played against?
Must be somebody from German national team, I guess. I don't know. There were, I think there was Süle was the central defender during the
Yeah.
when we played. Yeah, Süle, I think, was, let's say, him. I don't know.
Yeah, nice. Who do you think is the best player in the world?
Currently, best player. I will go for Rodri, for example.
Okay, yeah, nice. Would you rather play in the World Cup final or the Champions League final?
Champions League, for sure.
Really?
The name
Nice.
is
Okay.
like the name is bigger, you know, like Champions League, you know, like just,
Yeah.
yeah.
And the music as well.
Exactly.
If you were to be transformed into an animal, what would it be and why?
It's a good one. Animals. I would be a turtle because of the, you know, strong, you know, what is it called in English? Where is he's into, you know, his that's cave, what's
Oh, the shell.
yes, exactly. So that nobody could, you know, hurt me from the back.
Fair enough.
Nice.
Yeah. Would you rather travel to the past or the future?
Future would be more interesting. Past is past. It's done, you know. Like
Yeah.
future more interesting.
What would you choose as your last meal on Earth?
Ooh. Some good burger. Good burger and
Nice.
good French fries.
Question I have on to add on to that. How would you feel about putting a fried egg on a burger?
Fried egg on a burger.
Yeah.
I would eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a burger.
Yeah.
How much does the amount of traffic affect your mood?
Amount of traffic.
Yes.
Which one? Which, like, traffic, or
Yeah,
like
it's like car traffic. Yeah.
car traffic?
Yeah.
My mood.
Yeah.
I was in Bali like for a 1 month. Lots of traffic. Lots of traffic. But I felt good there. So, I mean, I think it doesn't really affect me.
Nice, fair enough. Yeah. What would you say is your worst habit?
Oof. Worst habit. Maybe eat too much when it's the evening time when I'm not supposed to eat. Yeah, that
Yeah. Got like a sweet tooth or like just general snacking?
I like both.
Nice. And last question is what's your favorite word?
Favorite word. Interesting question. Favorite word. Very interesting. Aita.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
Yeah,
nice.
nice.
Mikko Aitsalu said his was bloody wanker, so it's different. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, that's our questions, and yeah, it was really interesting to talk to you actually. A nice insight into what you do and Estonian football in general. I don't think we've actually had a talk with someone about this kind of stuff before, so it really interesting. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, for sure. Like, thank you for the invitation, and for me it was also interesting to, you know, share what knowledge, what so ideas I have. So yeah, was a nice time. Good time.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. When you will come to Estonia?
Don't know. Yeah, I haven't really looked at the fixtures yet. We try come for the derby. Like obviously it's the big one. And then depending on what Kalev are doing as well, because we do a lot of stuff with Kalev, so we try get them at home or
and then a derby. So we need to have a look really and see and plan around it.
Unfortunately, this summer, whoever made this calendar, I know that one person makes it, but yeah, Ivar made this calendar like this that during summertime only Flora has home games. So
Yeah.
unfortunately, yeah,
It'll
unfortunately.
probably be more like September, October will be out this year.
Okay,
But
fair
yeah,
enough.
I've not even looked at the fixtures yet. So it's bad from our point to like not even know what's going on yet.
Yeah, fair enough. Just let me know if you're coming, and yeah, let's meet at the match day or whatsoever, for sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Happy
Days. Yeah,
Perfect.
but thanks for coming on. It was a yeah, real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Was a nice conversation. I liked it.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank
Thank
Cheers,
you.
guys. All the best, and we'll keep in touch,
Cheers.
okay?
Yeah,
Cheers.
thank
Yes,
you.
bye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.